It's 8:46 on a Thursday morning. Joining us now, as he does every Thursday during the legislative session, it's our state senator from District 20, Rich Dreheim. Good morning, Rich.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, are you at home today, or are you up at the Capitol? You seem like you're at a quiet spot. I know we've caught you in traffic pulling over a couple of times.
No, I'm in my office in St. Paul.
All right. Well, let's talk about how things have gone this week. You have quite a few hearings, a lot of bills. We've talked about all those bills that people keep pushing towards. Some of those get hearings. What has been going on this week in the Senate?
You know, it's deadline. So today, midnight, is one of the deadlines. And so everybody's on a mad dash to get their bills heard and start through the process. So as you bring up a bill idea, you drop it, and then you request a hearing, and you can't pick what committee gets to hear the bill. And so sometimes it has to go to three or four different committees to get moved through the process. So I've had eight bills in committee, this week, which is quite a bit. I have three today or four today, I don't know. You just work the process, work with people, work with stakeholders. Get input, because the bills aren't perfect when they get dropped sometimes that people come up and express their dislike or suggestions to make it a better bill, and you work together and you make it better.
Now, you mentioned eight bills that you'll be pushing through hearings and going from committee to committee to talk about. What about the committees that you're on? Are you going to be hearing bills, too? Do you have to really keep track of what time it is and where you're supposed to be at on days like today?
Yeah, yesterday and today, we had, like today at 3 o'clock, I have a hearing scheduled every Thursday afternoon at 3 o'clock. So, yeah, I try very, very hard to be at every hearing. I don't think I've ever missed one. But I also have three bills up that I'm the lead author on that are in different committees. So I'll be presenting three bills and sitting in a committee at the same time. So you'll run in back and forth between three committee hearing rooms during that time and do the best you can to get where you need to go. And we have a staff person that is dedicated to me. Ben is my guy and he works hard to try to keep track of me and tell me where I'm supposed to be at.
Now, just a little side note here. I know I'm going off on a tangent here, but of course, a couple of years ago, you opened up the new Senate building. I don't know if you ever worked in the old place or not, just elected your second year. But is everything pretty close together there now? Is that pretty functional space?
It's up to the chair of the committee where they hold the hearings, and when you're talking this type of hearing, when you have a joint hearing with both the House and the Senate or some of the commissions or subcommittees that you're on, then you might meet in a different building. But for most of the Senate, other than my higher education, which I'm vice chair of, we meet in the Capitol on that committee. But everything else is in the Senate building, which is a very nice $90 million building.
All right. Now, the eight bills that you'll be ushering around today, are there any of them of particular significance to District 20?
They all are. The three bills I have that I'll actually be doing today, eight was for the whole week. One is on textbook affordability. So I dropped a bill, conversation bill, to try to get the state to pay bigger attention for the college kids on the cost of textbooks. So we've been working with people from the state and the union, or not the union, well, yeah, the unions, but the student groups, too, are very active in this discussion. So we bring everybody together. And we try to find a solution, and that'll be the second time I've had that bill up for discussion. Will be today, and then the other two are healthcare, which I think affects everybody in District 20. One is on facility fees, and how we disclose them. So one of my goals is to have the medical industry more transparent, so the consumers can make a better educated decision on the cost-benefit analysis of a procedure or test. You know, of course, it's up to the doctor, but to have more knowledge as a patient, as more and more of us have higher deductibles, I think it's important. So facility fees are up today, and then my transparency bill, which, you know, should be a home run. That'd be my second committee on that one, too. We need to have more transparency on the actual costs and all aspects of healthcare. So should be a good day. Should be fun.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you more about that coming up next week, as the deadline, once again, is today. So you got to get those through. What about after today? You've reached one deadline, and you've got probably deadlines every week from here on out to the end of the session. What's coming up next in the Senate?
You know, one thing, there was a joint committee on for the House and Senate on MNLARS, the driver's license, you know, the handicap stickers, all that kind of stuff that has really been affecting most people in our district. And I've gotten a lot of calls from constituents frustrated. They can't transfer a title, can't get their handicap sticker or hanger or license plates. So a lot of frustration on that, and we have compromised a bill that will fund $10 million, but with a catch, so more oversight. You know, we're spending another $100 million on another state-run or software program. I don't think it was very well thought out. I don't think it was very well executed. And you know, a lot of good people worked on the project, but I think the top level supervision just wasn't there. So
now, is that within the government, the top level supervision, or was that in the private sector, the company that was hired to do this? Where was that lack of supervision?
You know, originally it was supposed to be an outside firm that we could have someone accountable, someone that had done it in other states. You know, we have a lot of good employees that work for Minute. You know, from my discussions with people that work for Minute, I had someone in here yesterday for Minute. There's a disconnect between the people that do all the work and senior management. So, you know, communication's key in any industry. And I think that kind of mid-level management sometimes doesn't get things past them up to the higher up people that are making the decision, and might think everything's rosy because they don't really hear or talk to the frontline people that are actually the ones doing all the work. You know, so what we're trying to do is just make it better. It doesn't do any good to have, you know, throw blame at any particular group or person. We want to fix, but we also want to make sure it doesn't happen again. So we have some strings attached to this $10 million Band-Aid, and it is just a Band-Aid. Because we want more accountability, and I don't think that's too much to ask. I think the people in District 20 want accountability from their government. As money gets tighter and tighter, we need to do a better job of accountability and transparency. So we're working on it.
All right. Now, that $20 million, just a Band-Aid you mentioned, what's going to take to fix the whole system? Is this going to fix everything that needs to be fixed within that MNLARS, or are we still going to be hearing about lines and things at some point in the future?
Yeah, we will.
Okay.
This is a Band-Aid to get us till summer.
Oh,
I mean, this
okay.
is July. We're going to need more money. You know, they're asking for another $33 million immediately, and then another $6 million next year. And that's above and beyond their operating. You know, so to me, it wasn't very cost-effective to try to do it in-house. I think we need to have people from Minute involved in the project. But I don't think they need to be the lead. You know, and I think they definitely need to be involved. We have some good employees that work there. But it, once again, it's how you lead a project. And, well, anyway, we'll keep on pushing forward.
All right. Once again, State Senator Rich Dreheim is our guest this morning right now. He is from District 20. Anything else coming up that you're going to be keeping your eyes on this week, Rich?
You know, this week's almost coming to an end. Next week I have one of my mental health bills up, trying to get more beds in the state. So I think you'll hear more about that next week. So I should know. We're working with the all the stakeholders, trying to keep things rolling on that. So there's a lot of people that you got to meet with to try to get it so everybody's in agreement, or somewhat of agreement, to move forward. But it's such a big need for more beds for mental health and drug treatment, and that's what Bill tries to attack and try to get regional beds, you know, spread out throughout the state available for people.
All right. Well, good luck with that. That is a subject that I agree with you. There's just not enough resources available, and mental health issues are certainly a growing concern in Minnesota. It seems to have skyrocketed, especially with the opioid epidemic that we've had the last 10 years as well. So a lot of problems, and good luck you contributing to some solutions to that.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else, Senator Drahan?
No, I appreciate your time, and I hope everybody enjoys the weekend.
All right. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate it, and we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, thank you.
Bye. State Senator Rich Drahan, he's with us every Thursday during the legislative session at this time right here on 95.1 The One.